This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
I feel like this is going to fail.
You know why?
Why?
I think this is mostly our generation.
It's like people aren't even going to know. Well, maybe not. This is what we want to know. We want you to picture yourself as a teenager and tell us what was on your wall.
In your bedroom, yes.
And if you are a teenager, you're going to say, paint.
Because, yes, I don't think they know. When's the last time you saw a poster store?
Poster?
A poster.
Oh, my God. I forgot that there was stores.
Yes.
There was whole stores that were just posters.
And you go in and you would, like, you could turn
Yes, the leg. So I was talking about, like, going to Kmart or Skaggs or somewhere.
That too.
And, like, doing it. But there were whole stores
just
of posters.
Just devoted to posters.
Oh, man. My God.
I know.
What did they turn into? Hot Topic or something?
Yeah,
they
probably
sort of kind of slowly morphed into
those type of stores.
So what was a poster you had? I mean, it doesn't have to be a poster. If you had something.
Yeah, we just want to know what's on the walls.
What was on your walls? Like, were you. This is either going to go really well. Because what we were saying, now you don't need it because you just go to Instagram, you go to Snapchat. You want to see what.
Yeah, if a celebrity you're infatuated with, we would go out and buy a super large picture of them and then tack them on our wall.
Or go buy a magazine that they were in.
Yes,
and there would be, I know this sounds weird, but like there was a centerfold that would fold out into a poster for your wall.
Yeah, and you tack it up. By the time you're ready to leave the house, you have all these minute little holes, just billions of holes.
You're just looks like tiny little BB gun war. So who did you have?
I was a little old, but no, I was a little young. It was Farrah Fawcett. She was the it girl. She sold more posters than all of the other people combined.
There was two posters that everybody had. It was her and who was the other one? Was it Cheryl Teagues or somebody?
Cheryl Teagues was popular. I'm trying to think.
There was a Bo Derek one,
I think. Bo Derek was huge. Did you have the Lamborghini Countach? That was a huge one.
What color was the car?
Either red or white. There was one that had all three parked next to each other. All three colors.
I don't think I had that.
You didn't have the Lambo poster?
Do you know what I had on my door? God, I am such a nerd. I wasn't picturing this until we just turned the mics on and I start. My door was covered. I don't remember if it was Valvoline or somebody else put bumper stickers out and we must have gone to Checker Auto Parts or something
and
stole them. I had 1,000 cars of Richard Petty. His was like blue, right? Like light
STP.
Blue. There you go. Okay, yep. That was STP. And then I had 1,000 AJ Foyt cars.
Number 14.
So my door was like a row of stickers of Petty and
alternate.
Then a row of stickers of Foyt. Because I just stole a ton of them from.
You had to put them on my door.
I put them on my door.
Yeah, we would do that. Just sticker up everything. I know.
My dad built that house.
Well, then here you go mucking it up.
Yeah, like. Putting thumbtacks in something is one thing, but to put stickers on woodwork, I covered that door. Looking back, if my kids were like, Dad, look, I put 400 stickers on. What? That's not the alder. No, you don't.
Because you got to go out and get a new door.
Yeah, there's no sandblasting that off of
no.
there. God, did you have any stickers or no?
Not so much stickers. I had my ribbons that I won and my trophies. Had to display
those. Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
For what, baseball and stuff?
Yeah. And then all city track meets for like baseball throws. Anything that has to do with throwing, I would win.
So did you have a shelf or you just had them like thumbtacked? Was everything thumbtacked in your room?
Bulletin board. But then
like
everything else.
Kind of stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But then everything else was just right on in the sheetrock.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But the thing was, and then did you ever have the fishnet that you would drape down from the ceiling?
I didn't.
And you would,
I'm jealous of you for having that.
Yeah.
Did you put stuff in it?
Yeah. My sister would put stupid stuff in it, but yeah.
Jealous. Did you have a lava lamp?
I didn't. Uh-uh.
Because they're popular again. I was just at Target the other day, and they have them. My daughter was like, some of my friends have that. Can I get one? I'm like.
A lava lamp? I
don't care. Should I?
I love the fact that you had the black lacquer. I'm getting off topic here, but you had the black lacquer waterbed in your room.
Mine was wood. I want.
Oh,
mine to
I thought
be black
you had the black lacquer.
I would.
When is lacquer coming back? I'm bringing black lacquer okay. back.
I just want you to know, it's not.
It never went away. Okay, cool.
It's not. It's. Did you have any of like the beaded curtains?
Oh, like your or the door you have to. No, did mm-hmm. you have that?
I don't want to say.
You had the beaded. Well, because you could hear. You could still see. There's really no barrier. It was just.
We've already made ourselves sound really old with Farrah Fawcett, so yeah. I'm going to take it one step further.
Here we go.
Back in my day, when you opened a soda or a beer.
Oh, we would save those and make things.
There was a full pull tab that came off.
Yeah.
And they stopped being made when I was a kid, but there was still billions of them out there. I made a chain of those that was probably 600 feet long.
Get out.
Steve, I'm not lying. I had, so you would just take the tab and put it through the hole of the next one
yep.
and bend it over and it would create a chain. So I had hundreds and hundreds of feet. So I didn't know what to do with it. We would occasionally like stretch it from my house all the way to the end of the block to see how long it was. Cause then I just walk home from school and pick up more pull tabs and keep it growing. And then eventually I made strings in front of my A.J. Voigt and Richard Petty door.
Was your beaded,
that was my beaded door.
Did she get all cut up and stuff?
Yes. Yeah. I'm using stinky, razor-sharp, beer-sodden aluminum.
As your door.
Yeah. Everybody's walking in with like little cuts all over them. Oh, my God, it looks great. Ah. Is that Richard Petty that I'm bleeding on? Ah. It was.
I remember that.
It was a terrible idea.
It was.
And yeah. my parents couldn't tell me no. Because we didn't really have, they weren't.
You're like, go drink more beer.
Yeah, go buy me something nicer. You don't have it, so I'm putting up beer tabs as a beaded thing.
You had to make your own door as a kid. That's fun.
Yes.
Out of beer.
I whittled my door out of. All right, so if you had pictures of, who was that? There was a boy that everybody loved.
Don't look at me. I had girls on
no,
my wall.
No, I'm just saying I remember girls, like being at the poster store and everybody was into this one boy.
Oh, was it from the 70s or 80s?
It's the 80s, somebody.
Well, I know the Hardy Boys were huge.
It was not. It might have been.
Sean Cassidy and Parker
Oh,
Stevenson.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas is another one, too.
Yes, that's the one you had on your wall.
I'll own it.
Well, because it makes you younger.
I had one of the Hansons on my door, too.
I think you had all
I
three
had
on
Zach.
Your door.
Couldn't fit all three because of all the Richard Petty and AJ Foyt stickers. So I just had to settle for Zach. All right. So if you had something, we're going to try this.
Mm.
Picture your teenage room.
Yay.
Tell us what was on the walls. Bree.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Guys.
Hang on, Bree. We got some.
The voice disguiser. Right?
Sorry. Yeah. We had a little VD on you. You don't know. What was on your wall?
Hi. So this is back when NSYNC was all the rage.
Yep.
And every magazine would have a different poster
yep.
of the different guys. So I used to have to beg my mom and please to get her to take me to the store so I could buy every single copy for all five.
You had to buy Teen Beat, Tiger Beat.
All of them.
All the different.
That's all, right.
All of them. And I literally have pictures of me kissing the wall, kissing them. I would hang them up.
Oh my God.
And then when you would also like buy the CD cover or the CDs, and on like the cover part where the lyrics are, you could unfold it.
Yep.
And there's
yeah.
another poster.
I unfolded my CDs sometimes.
That's true.
Tucked them on the wall.
Oh my God.
That is really sad. Thank you for your memories there, Bree.
That's sad.
Kelly's up next. Kelly?
Yes.
What was on your wall?
Hi. Yay.
Yeah.
Hi.
Okay, so when I was in sixth grade, I had a Tupac poster on.
Hell yeah, you did.
Heck yeah.
So where was it? Was it did
above
you,
your bed?
Yeah, did you stare at it when you went to sleep? What was your thing?
No, so right when you walked in my door, it was kind of like on the side of my bed, but it was just like, it was a huge poster. So it just
you would kiss
like
a good night.
I would, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have sports stuff? Because I didn't.
I had sports
stuff. Like who? Did you have like Michael Jordan on your wall?
No,
or?
like Viking stuff and
oh,
Twins
okay.
and all that, yeah.
That's cool. Thank you for the call. I mean, other people now, that's the one thing that's not dead is fatheads. So people
fat
are still
heads.
Doing that.
Duh!
But so lifelike and not like a stupid
right, it looks cool.
Poster, yeah.
Yeah.
Alicia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi. What was on your wall?
You guys in a long time.
Ooh. Well, hello there.
Oh, how about Aerosmith's
Scottsdale, and who had to have Charlie's Angels on their wall? I mean, come on.
Oh, I did have a Charlie's Angel. I did have that.
I forgot about that. Just spare, yeah.
I'm a
Sarah Smith fan of Denver.
Yeah, no, I believe the Scott Baio, that's a little weird.
Scott Baio, that's from...
Hey, Chachi! Happy Days!
Chachi
come
from
on.
Happy Days, and Joni loves Chachi. And then he had his own show like 10 years ago.
The Fonz, too. Gotta have the Fonz.
The Fonz. Yeah, Charles in Charge is who you're
Charles
talking about.
Charles in Charge, yeah. Fonzie, Arthur Fonzarelli from Happy Days.
You didn't have the Charlie's, because it was the one with Jacqueline Smith,
yes.
And that was a great poster.
In fact, when they redid the movies, they redid
did that post.
Yep. It was badass.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm not sure you can use the words badass about a poster. I'm looking into it legally, but I don't think you can. Courtney?
Yay.
What was on your wall?
Okay, so I have the basics, like Orlando Bloom, Jared Leto, Ryan Reynolds, et cetera. But the best part was that we didn't have Instagram then, obviously, and I would use tons of my dad's color ink to print these pictures from the internet.
Then
I got in trouble and I was banned from his printer, so I started using my school's colored printer. So I would like go off during class and like sneak off and print these pictures and make these collages. And then by senior year, I was banned from using my school's printers.
Look at you go. That's awesome.
God, you're kind of cool.
Yes. You're devoted.
It got weird. Like I was making these collages. I had like sections of like foreign men, American men. Like it was
your own little vision board. It's your dream board on your walls. That's cool. Thank you for the call, Courtney. Bree.
Yes.
What was on your wall?
I would cut up the Abercrombie and Fitch bags with the hot guys on them and tape them up on the wall.
That was
For real?
Dang.
Because there was no poster store, so you just had to have scantily clad teenage men.
They always had like the hot girls in the bikinis. But Abercrombie and Fitch had the bags that had the hot guys.
Nice, Bree.
That's kind of cool. Thank you for the call. I can't believe this is working. I'm like, there's people who still did it. Jenny.
Yay.
What was on your wall?
Well, it wasn't really about who was on my wall. I had a wall of posters that I just added to for years and years. And when we moved out of the house, we had to take them all down, and it was about like an inch or two thick.
You wouldn't take one down and put one up. You put like...
You would stack them on, so your room kept getting
small. NSYNC goes over, and then all of a sudden it's 98 degrees, and then it's like you're all the way up to like just One Direction, and it's just, hey, your room is smaller.
Yeah.
What'd you do with all of them?
Wow.
I ended up throwing them away because they were like phases, just people who I liked, and then I didn't like them anymore, and then I found more people that I liked, so...
Something tells if you've got. Thank you for the call. Do you think these are worth anything?
Yeah.
If you still have mint,
yes, they can be.
If you guys have any pictures of this stuff, Steve will be our little appraiser.
Yeah.
Send us your pictures on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.